Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, I would like to share a message, some few thoughts out of the book of Leviticus, and that is a time of Jubilee. Now, I have been sharing on living the life of the Spirit. It's a beautiful example of what we're going to be looking at in Scripture of an Old Testament prophetic foreshadowing, if you will, of the Lord Jesus Christ, what He came to do for His people. And so as we look at the book of Leviticus in the 25th chapter, the Lord spoke to Moses in Mount Sinai, and He said, "Speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord." He talks about 6 years to sow their field, and 6 years thou shalt prune and gather in the harvest, but the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the Lord. And then in verse 8, He talks about a year of Jubilee. Verse 9, let me read 8. "Thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee," God's number of completion and perfection, 7 times 7 years, "and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then," verse 9, "then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty," hallelujah, "throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family." Praise God. Well, let me read 11. "A Jubilee shall be that 50th year, shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine and dress, for it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field." Praise God. So they didn't even have to work. Isn't that good? You don't have to sow, you don't have to reap. Praise God. And so what's the significance of it? We know it's important. It was a very important time in the period of Israel, that holy memorial festival they were to enact and take a part of and observe every 50 years. And this season was appointed to Israel by God for the readjustment of physical and social affairs of Israel. There were some practical aspects to it. The year of Jubilee was the day of salvation, an acceptable time of deliverance for many in Israel. Even the market value of things was regulated by the year of Jubilee. Listen to what verses 15 and 16 say. "According to the number of years after the Jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor, and according unto the number of years of the fruits he shall sell unto thee. According to the multitude of years thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years thou shalt diminish the price of it. For according to the number of the years of the fruits doth he sell unto thee." Verse 17, I'll read, "You shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God." And I've got to read verse 18, "Wherefore you shall do my statutes, keep my judgments, and do them. And if you do this, ye shall dwell in the land in safety." Praise God. He repeats that in 19, "And the land shall yield her fruit, you shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety." I have to read verse 20. And if ye shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow, nor gather in our increase. Then, listen to this, will I command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. You see, God is very practical. He asks us to walk by faith, not by sight, but he also is very aware of our needs. And so this time of Jubilee is a time in which man forgave man, a time in which wrongs were righted, a time in which the things lost were redeemed. That verse 9 says, in the day of atonement shall you make the trumpet to sound. And beloved, there is no joyful sound in the life of a sinful man or woman apart from the atoning blood of the sacrifice. That day of atonement, again, everything beautiful, prophetic pictures of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus died for each one of us, each one of you that are listening, for me. He arose from the grave and lives for our justification. And he did that for every man, woman, and child. Those that had were in paradise waiting for him to take them with him, as he did, and those who were to receive the word of the Lord being born centuries after, that includes us, up till this present moment in time, Jesus did a complete and a perfect work. He, in that day of atonement, and that day of Jubilee, a trumpet was to be sounded again on that day of atonement. And today, God has given us a pure and holy, undefiled word, like a trumpet to be sounded around the world. This is the Great Commission. This is the good news that we have in our hearts if we've accepted Jesus. And it's not just a theological concept, it is a real, practical, day-to-day life experience with the living God. He can make himself so real to us. Sometimes it seems like he's far away, but that's just our perception, because when he comes to stay. He doesn't say, well, you know, I'm not having a good day, I think I'll just leave. No, he stays with us. Now, our days, our emotions can fluctuate as the wind. It blow in different directions, but we, as the children of God, have that assurance that God has our very best interests at heart. In verse 10, let me read that again. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. And this is a beautiful type and example of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, when we receive Jesus through his atoning blood, the sacrifice that he was willing to make at Calvary's cross, beloved, we can then experience liberty. We are no longer slaves to the powers of darkness, but we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Every captive who desires liberty is set free. The bond slave was to be returned to his family. This deliverance was total and complete. The deliverance was immediate. And beloved, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God wants us to live in that jubilee experience where we are not bound, where we're not oppressed, but we know that our God is for us, that he loves us, and he is going to strengthen us so that we who know him can be strong and do exploits in his name. The trumpet was sounded, why? So the people could hear it. The message of God was for the deliverance and forgiveness of the people. And in verse 5 that I read, which was, that which groweth of its own accord thou shalt not reap, basically it was a year of rest. And we know Hebrews talks about a rest to the people of God. This year of rest was kept as a Sabbath unto the Lord. Jesus proclaims to all of us, to anyone who is thirsty, anyone who's hungering, anyone who's weary. What does he say? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm just going to obey the Spirit of the Lord, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I have not called you to bondage, I have not called you to oppression, but I have called you to a freedom in my Spirit. I have called you to a joy, into a satisfaction of heart, into a fellowship with your God that you have not known before. I know how the enemy has sought to oppress. I have not given you the spirit of heaviness, but I have given to you garments of praise. So I exhort you, beloved, that you will begin to praise your God, and you will see that heaviness, those shackles of bondage, that heaviness of heart, that lowness of spirit shall lift, and you shall see that you have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall praise me, for the enemy has hindered because he knows the good things that I have ordained for you to walk in. Therefore, cast off the works of darkness and go forward only in the strength and faith of your God, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, we receive that. Hallelujah. You're calling us to rest, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. That was the invitation of Jesus. All that labor, all that are heavy laden. Father, we just thank you. All those burdens, those heavy things that have been on our hearts, we just give them to you, and we receive your rest right now. This was not a rest in their works. It was a rest from their works. It was a Sabbath of the Lord. It was God's rest. And so let us walk in that rest, beloved. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, if you have burdens on your heart for loved ones, beloved, there is power in agreeing prayer. There are times when I just need to have someone pray with me. And I thank you for those of you who do pray for me, because, beloved, and pray for your pastors, those who minister the gospel. We are in a time of great battle because the enemy knows his time is short. But God has given us the victory. Praise God. Thank you for joining me. And the announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Class. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.